Doug Osborne runs health promotions at Sitka Community Hospital, but he was speaking as a concerned citizen when he suggested renaming Baranoff Elementary.
First, giving the school a Tlingit name would support the important and ongoing efforts at language revitalization and keeping the Tlingit language alive and well, while at the same time recognizing and honoring the people who have lived here for thousands of years. Another reason to make this positive change is the successful precedent that was set when the district saw Verstovia Elementary change its name to Kitgushihin. That change worked.
Kitgushihin was adopted as the name of Verstovia Elementary in 2000 after a three-year committee process involving the participation of tribal elders and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Naming Committee. School district records don't offer a detailed rationale for changing the name of Verstovia, but Osborne suggested that there were compelling reasons to move ahead with a change at Baranoff.
And most people would agree, as I do, that Baranoff deserves a place in history. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that he deserves a place of honor like on a public school. Baranoff did not arrive in Sitka as an invited guest. According to his biography, he was lured to Russian America by the maritime fur trade. Baranoff led a foreign power whose primary interest was to gain riches for themselves, their company, and their country. Baranoff did lead the armed assault on the Kiksati in the Battle of 1804 in what is now Totem Park. And according to that history, it says, quote, their naval escorts bombarded the Tlingit fort mercilessly, driving the inhabitants into the surrounding forest.
Osborne uses the word history, but the 1804 battle and the ensuing survival march are powerful cultural memories. The association of these memories on a school building with Alexander Baranoff's name struck Osborne as inappropriate.
So these kindergartners and first graders could be going to a school that's named after the commander who gave the order to fire on their great-great ancestors.
Sitka School District Cultural Director Nancy Douglas is excited about the idea.
Whatever we come up with, I think it would be important to the peoples of this land to look at the traditional geography.
Douglas says her first inclination after hearing Osborne's idea was to pick up her dictionary of Tlingit place names. The name Kitgushihin refers to the stream, killer whale, in English, which runs by the school. She expects that elders and the tribal naming committee will follow that pattern for Baranoff if the school board decides to take action. The Crescent Bay area has always been a culturally significant location, even before the harbor was built.
I remember when I was a SNEP student, when I was in middle school and high school, we would go down there with Charlie Joseph along the beach right there and dry seaweed.
Again, since Osborne spoke during Persons to be Heard, the school board was unable to address his request directly, but he seemed optimistic. We have a precedent and we have a process, he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.